Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, my dear friends, discovered something rather unique. Number one, if you go to our brand new site, and I'm so excited to have you check out the brand new site, chosengenerationradio.com. That's chosengenerationradio.com. Look at that. I'm putting my headset on and everything. But if you go to chosengenerationradio.com right now, but use Firefox or Slim Browser, you can watch us live at the website right now on video, and it's full screen. It looks beautiful. It's just gorgeous. I love it. Let me see. Yeah, so this is live now on Firefox. So neither Chrome nor Edge will play my video properly on the TECNTV.com website. Surprise, surprise, right? Does that really surprise us? Yeah. So anyway, more of that censorship stuff. We'll talk to my first guest about some of that kind of stuff coming up. Bottom of hour number two, Scott Uhlinger is back with us. We'll talk with him and Rick Manning about what's happening in the Russia and Ukraine. David Shostokas is with us, top of the hour, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. That is the Capitol switchboard. You need to contact your senator this morning and tell them vote no on Ketanji Jackson Brown's nomination for Supreme Court Justice. Vote no. Vote no, vote no, vote no, vote no. This is somebody that literally has the ideology to strip away all of our Bill of Rights. Virtually everything. They're going to take all of it away. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to redress government, freedom to gather peacefully, freedom of the press, any alternative press. The Second Amendment, nope. She didn't want anybody to have guns in America. She wants those things taken away. The perversion of our children. She can't even tell you what a woman is. We'll talk about that again. My next guest, free speech, we'll talk about it. David Shostokas, 202-224-3121. Call the switchboard and simply say, I would like my senator, tell him what state you live in. They will connect you with your senior and then your junior. You're going to need to make two phone calls, 202-224-3121. Hi, my name is, I live in, tell them you live in that state. They are, therefore, you are one of their constituents. I am asking you to vote no on the current Supreme Court nominee. Vote no. If they ask you why, say, I have my reasons and I don't need to express any of that to you. Simply telling you to vote no. Or you can say, because this person is absolutely against the Constitution of the United States of America and shouldn't be a Supreme Court justice. Bottom of the hour, Darren Gerdes exposes Zelensky. Let's get to my first guest, Mr. Michael Morris. Newsbusters, free speech, America. And by the way, you've got to go MRC/free speech. Because I looked this week and there's a website up that says freespeechamerica.org, and that's going to take you to the wrong place. Am I correct, Michael?
Yeah, so where you can find our website, it's newsbusters.org/.
It's MRC Free Speech America. Again, it's newsbusters.org/free speech. And good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's my pleasure, as always, to have you. Well, I guess we could start with the Supreme Court's situation and how the media is trying to kind of twist the conversation. I mean, the whole touting of this, the media's whole narrative and the left's narrative and Biden's narrative was, this is the first woman, black woman, right? Because, of course, they don't even acknowledge Clarence Thomas, apparently, to the left, is not black. So he doesn't count. But this is the first black woman nominated to the Supreme Court. And she doesn't know how to define herself because there's not a definition in her mind for woman. How's that work?
Well, it's truly incredible, and I think you hit on the point there. You know, we were told at the very onset, you know, by the Biden administration that he would specifically be picking a black woman, an African-American woman. And yet, when asked during the nomination process how to define a woman, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson said that she's not a biologist and therefore she could not define a woman. So, it's incredible to me, truly amazing. Does that mean that President Biden is a biologist? I mean, just using their own rules, is that what she's suggesting? Because he apparently could identify her as a woman. I mean, I don't know. I'm no biologist either, so maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. But the left, it's amazing. They can't even hold to their own ridiculous standards. And of course, what does the media do? They back them up all along the way.
Well, and so I guess I'll refer you to the movie Kindergarten Cop. And there's a little boy in the movie who can explain the difference between a man and a woman. Very concisely. I'm not going to do it because I think the FCC has issues. The FCC has issues with biology, but there are female parts and there are male parts, and one sex has the female parts and one sex has the male parts that they are born with. And those are what define, and the females can reproduce. They have ovaries and they have a uterus and they have the ability to incubate human life, where the male does not have that capability.
I'll take it a step further, Pastor Greg. XX and XY chromosomes.
Thank you.
The left and the liberal media are science deniers, a phrase that they love to use. But in fact, on this particular issue, they are science deniers.
Yes.
Because the science makes it clear.
No question. There's no question. Well, no, and now they're running articles and they're saying, well, you know, there's actually more of a mix up on that than you think. There's but what's interesting is they came out with and said absolute reverse of what they actually promote, because what they said was there are more women who have suppressed XY chromosomes than previously believed, except that I don't think Leah Thomas started out as a woman. Don't think so. And the Adidas ads that they've been playing during the NCAA March Madness with the man, long hair and a makeup, playing volleyball on the women's volleyball team, again, don't think they started out as a woman with man's hormones in them. That's
well,
not
the narrative. Well, one thing's for sure, you know, more spin from the left, more spin from the media. You know, not so long ago, I recall that we weren't giving women enough attention, and now things have been flipped on their head again. And now the left is discarding women entirely and instead injecting men into women's sports and not being able to define what a woman even is. I mean, what an upside down, topsy turvy world we live in, when day to day, week to week, month to month, definitions are changing. Which side the left and which side the media is on is changing. You just can't keep up with the ever-changing progressive leftists, both in politics and in media.
No, that's definitely true. Another place where there seems to be a great deal of so when it comes to now sliding into the free speech side of this, when it comes to talking about this issue, there's a lot of censorship going on. You're not allowed to speak out about the transgender issue. You're not allowed to have an opinion as it relates to that, and you're definitely not allowed to say anything when it comes to the fact that they're using Kinsey's perverted science in the comprehensive sex education program that they're teaching to our children, and then we wonder why the kids have such a confused view of themselves and their own genders.
Well, you're right. Big tech is out to censor any mention that goes against the leftist narrative. Recently, Twitter censored TPUSA founder Charlie Kirk after he declared Rachel Levine's gender online. He said Rachel Levine spent 54 years of his life as a man. He had a wife and family, and then he later transitioned to being a woman in 2011. And then Joe Biden appointed Levine to be a four-star admiral, and now USA Today has named Rachel Levine as the Woman of the Year. And he asked, where are the feminists? I mean, great question. The feminists of old would rightfully be outraged by this. And you know, where are they? It's a wonderful question. Twitter also appears to have locked the Babylon Bee's account after the satire website posted that Rachel Levine was its chosen man of the year. So you can't even joke about this sort of thing online.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Well, you know, as folks, if you listen, you know, we've been banned on Vimeo, YouTube, LinkedIn, and there's one other. Oh, yeah, that's right. Twitter. Yes. The Twitter people have. And I keep having people say to me, well, you know, use a different name or sign up under a different email or what have you. Folks, it's not quite so easy as all that, especially now. I mean, they're working very hard to make sure that folks like me are not allowed to broadcast on their platforms. And of course, you know, corporations argue that we're private entities and therefore we are protected and we don't have to adhere to any First Amendment freedoms or liberties or what have you. By the way, real quick before we're gonna jump off here in a second. We'll be back for another portion with Michael. But in the background, you can see there's a book sitting on my shelf called Unmasked, and I think somebody you know, Michael, wrote that book. Some guy named Brent Bazell.
Yeah, good guy, Brent Bazell. He's the president of the Media Research Center. Check it out, folks.
Absolutely. Wrote the book, Unmasked. You can see it on the shelf, on the bookshelf right behind me. Pick that up today. Along with right below that, Dark Agenda by David Horowitz. Two very good books. We'll be back right after this brief break. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing, okay? The schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
Oh, my. Okay. I was late again. yeah. All right. Sorry about that, folks. Hour number one, segment number two, and it's 21. I don't know. I kid you not. I was looking at the clock watching that and thinking in my head, 21, and I came in at 22. I'm here. My apologies. But yeah, we're alive. All right. Welcome back. We were talking about several different stories. So CIA officer who signed the Hunter Biden laptop letter claims credit for Trump loss, according to Zachary Stiber at Epoch Times, story dated March 29, 2022. The New York Times came out and said, right, that the Hunter Biden laptop story was real. So now everybody's saying, oh yeah, I guess it was real, but they all are essentially, you know, wanting to, I don't know, change the narrative, pretend like it didn't make a difference.
Right. Yeah, it's incredible. You know, we can't even find instances where they'll even mention Hunter Biden's name. Look, this was a post that was made by Scott Whitlock, a really good study, actually, on March 28th. At that time, it had been 259 days since any of the big three networks, that's ABC, CBS, and NBC, had even said the words, quote, Hunter Biden, unquote. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, the New York Times, just on March 16th, 2022, acknowledged that the Hunter Biden laptop was real and not an example of Russian disinformation. Of course, right. What did we hear for such a long time was, oh my gosh, this is disinformation. Don't talk about this. The New York Post story, in fact, was buried by big tech right before the election in 2020. And just truly incredible stuff. And this can't be said enough. Big tech and big media work together to suppress stories to steal the 2020 election.
Well, and here's, you know, part of that article, a letter on the 19th of October, 2020, which you just alluded to, 51 members of the quote unquote U.S. intelligence agency. Boy, has that become an oxymoron. And I used to be a part of that. I'm embarrassed by their behavior. I'm embarrassed by their actions. But 51 of them came out and called the Hunter Biden story that was put out in the New York Post Russian disinformation. I know you just said New York Times now has come out and said it's not. I think that also leads into how, you know, all of the propaganda and disinformation that's out there regarding Russia and the Ukraine, and how that, I think, is being used to divide, even within the conservative world, a lot of people on, you know, what's really going on. Well, we thought that Ukraine was corrupt. The timing of them saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was not Russian disinformation, but was true, is interesting in light of the fact that they are washing the conservative movement literally divide into a civil war of sorts over who the bad guy is between Russia, Ukraine, Putin, Zelensky, this whole scenario. And when you throw that in, then all of a sudden, now, that just adds fuel to that fire. And I think that's the reason they did it.
Well, look, one thing's for sure. Big tech and big media are doing all that they can to suppress information that harms the leftist narrative and harms the Democratic Party. We did a special report, and this is back in 2020, as it related to the Biden laptop story and other things Biden, that showed that in fact the 2020 election was stolen because of suppressed information. In fact, there were eight stories that were outlined, and this was a big study put out by Rich Noyes, November 24th, 2020. It showed that one of every six Biden voters surveyed, that's 17%, said they would have abandoned the Democratic candidate, this is Biden, Joe Biden, then candidate at the time, had they known about the facts of one or more of the stories that were talked about in this report. Truly incredible stuff. You know, you mentioned MRC President Brent Bozell earlier.
Right.
Well, he was on Fox just the other day, and he said, when asked by Elizabeth McDonald, an anchor over there at Fox Business, Brent, how's the media doing covering the story? It could have affected the entire election. Brent Bozell, President Brent Bozell, said this, well, yeah. And we documented it, Liz. If you look at the coverage of the Hunter Biden scandal, 9.4% in the national survey we took, 9.4% of Biden's voters said they would not have voted for Joe Biden had they known. Almost 50% of Biden's voters have never heard about this. It all comes down to one thing, to Brent Bozell, and that's censorship. And he's exactly right.
100%. Learn more at MRC/free speech.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My next guest is Professor of Management on the faculty staff at Charleston Southern University, holds an undergraduate degree in government and psychology from Liberty University, an MBA and MA in public policy, and a PhD in organizational leadership from Regent University. And it is my pleasure to welcome also a fellow broadcaster on TECNTV.com. You can watch TECNTV.com from the ChosenGenerationRadio.com website. That's the player that's up on the ChosenGenerationRadio.com website. And you can watch all of the TECNTV.com broadcasts live from the ChosenGenerationRadio.com website as well. So just want to let you know that. And the best browsers to use are Slim Browser and Firefox. If you're watching on Google or if you're watching on Edge, We're going to look like those people that walk into the funny mirror exhibits at the circus. Okay, so if you want us to look, semi-normal, you should definitely use a different browser. Firefox would probably be the easiest one people are familiar with, or Slim browser. Darren Gerdes is my guest. Darren, welcome. Good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we can take this from a lot of different angles, but there's, as you and I were talking about a little bit in the green room, I think there's a lot of disinformation that's going on. There is some who claim or have put out disinformation that Zelensky was put into power in 2014, which he wasn't. He didn't come into office until 2019. The person who was there in 2014 in the original revolution when Crimea was invaded by the Russians and Donetsk and several of those areas was Poroshenko, who turned out to be somebody that did not get rid of any of the corruption. And that's why the Ukrainians got rid of him in 2019 during President Trump's tenure. And Zelensky was put in power. But talk to me about Zelensky's leadership in this crisis that's been going on, and your thoughts. I had somebody who said to me, well, yeah, but, you know, Zelensky was on a national program, and why is he just wearing a T-shirt? Why isn't he dressed up? Why isn't he this or that or the other? Talk to me about your impressions of Vladimir Zelensky and what you're watching and what you see.
Absolutely. So let me frame it from where I come from. So I teach leadership, management, power and influence, organizational change, organizational behavior, all those kind of things. Now, I also have a master's degree in public policy, so I'm reasonably well versed on that side as well. So that's where I came from. I wrote a book about Zelensky, and it was a hurry up offense, but I got it out in just a couple of weeks. And that was after I hear him say, so let me back up. The war breaks out. I'm reading about Putin. And by the way, with what you were talking about with the propaganda, read Putin's playbook. It's a great book. I'd highly recommend. So I'm reading about Putin and, you know, just trying to make sense of what's going on, because I was just like, oh, okay, he's saber rattling. It's just about, you know, he's just doing the Kim Jong-un. He's just trying to get, you know, some concessions or whatever. So then he invaded, and I'm like, wow, okay. 2 days in, you hear about Zelensky on the street saying, hey, look, there's a lot of fakes out there. I am here. I'm in Kiev. My wife and family are in Ukraine. We are not traitors. We have not left. We are here. And he's calling them to arms, but he's doing it from Kiev. If he did it from a hotel in Paris, it would have fallen flat. Mm-hmm. Ukraine would be no longer Ukraine. It would be just an arm of the Russian Federation by right now. But because he stayed, because he said, Yatut, I am here, because he did that, he led by example. And so I found that fascinating. And then shortly thereafter, that's where you have the title that I use in my book, where the U.S. government is saying, hey, we can get you out. Look, I need ammunition. I don't need a ride. Wow, who is this guy? So I start reading all about, like, everything I can about this guy.
Right.
Because I recognize certain leadership principles very clearly right up front. So first of all, there was never a doubt in anybody's mind from the day of the invasion what the direction should be. The vision was clear. We are going to stay, and we're going to fight, and we're going to win. Like, that is what he kept saying. I've read every word of every speech up through yesterday. I did not read this morning. I haven't gotten to it yet, but I've read. So it's like 70,000 some odd words that he's put into speeches, and they're all very focused on. They're very focused on encouraging his people, and they're all very focused on when he's talking to a different nation. So when he's talking to Britain, he invoked Churchill. We will fight on the beaches. We will fight on the landing strips. We will fight in the right. And then he added the next line. He added a mountain range and rivers in Ukraine. Like they knew what he was doing.
Yep.
Right. When he spoke to the Prime Minister of Canada, he said, Justin Trudeau, Justin, how would you explain to your son if bombs are falling on Edmonton? How would you explain it if there's a naval blockade of Vancouver, or if the CN Tower was hit by a missile strike? And, like, if you're a Canadian, that resonates. When you spoke to our Congress, did you watch when you spoke to our Congress?
I watched parts of it. I watched parts of it, yes.
So that speech was just like, I showed it in my power and influence class because it was just so good. Like, what he did, like, he's invoking Mount Rushmore, Martin Luther King, 9/11, Pearl Harbor. Like, look, you remember that day on 9/11 when the sky was falling? That's what it's like for us every day.
And he was very clear in saying, I don't want American blood spilt on Ukrainian soil. If there are individuals that want to come and be a part of what we're fighting for, which is freedom and liberty and the independence of Ukraine, that's fine. But I'm not looking for nations to come. I don't want UN forces. I don't want to be an occupied state. I don't want any of that. All I'm saying is give me ammunition and make it fair by helping me with air support, because I can't fight back. And it's interesting to note, Darren, that the Russians now, they just put out, I have the article written from the Interior Minister of Defense from Russia, because they have so many soldiers over there that are literally turning themselves in and becoming POWs because they were sent with rotten rations. They were ill-equipped for this battle, and they're getting absolutely no support because Putin, this is an absolute disaster from Putin's perspective. And if you, sure. I think, were you on TECN going through Putin's speech the other day?
Yeah. So what you saw was my podcast, the Leader Smith podcast. And the first episode that I touched on this was going through Putin's rationale in his speech on February 24th. And then I did one on Zelensky part one, Zelensky part two. Yesterday, I had an urban warfare specialist telling me how he would defend the streets.
Well, what disinformation? What disinformation? And you were uncovering it. You were unpacking it very well, by the way. Thank you for that. But
absolutely.
Just unpacking all of Putin's lies and disinformation. And I had Scott Uhlinger on yesterday. He's a former station chief from the CIA station chief that was over there just after the fall of the wall. I was a Cold War Russian linguist in the Air Force. So we understand about KGB and Putin and so on. But think about this, folks. You have people that are arguing that somehow Putin is, the right guy doing the right thing about economic resets and what have you. And, if the guy living next to you kept threatening that he was going to come into your house and steal all of your belongings, would you not arm yourself, get an alarm, put lights out, put cameras out, do whatever you needed to do, ask somebody to come over and provide armed security on your property to protect you from said neighbor? I mean, it only makes sense. And then suddenly now you're the bad guy because you're defending your nation, which, by the way, has been invaded since 2014. They've been battling this for 8 years. 8 years, ladies and gentlemen.
When you get back into the history of this and you start understanding the Orange Revolution and then what happened in 2014 with the Maidan Revolution, and then you understand that the reason that they haven't folded right now is because since 2014, they started waking up and going, you know what? We really need to do something. Yep. That's when Putin grabbed the areas of the Donbas and Crimea, yep, and just annexed Crimea. And somebody wanted to tell me the other day, I was having this conversation with someone who was like, well, but Crimea legally decided that they wanted to go, really, with 97% of the vote of the people voting in favor of that, with 123% of the population voting, that wasn't legal.
No.
I mean, so, yeah, I mean, come on. Even if you had 97%, where have you ever seen in a democracy anybody vote 97% on anything? So well, right there, that tells you alone that wasn't legal. But yeah, so.
And what you don't hear about is all the people from Crimea, Ukrainians that fled to Crimea to come back into the Ukraine when that happened, and the outcries. Why is it, if everything's so hunky and dory, then why has Putin had to lay down an iron curtain? And it's interesting because the Russian disinformation says, oh, no, that's Zelensky. No, it's not Zelensky that's shutting down communications. It's Putin. Back with more with Darren right after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air. We need people on radio willing to speak about the Bible, the Constitution, and putting God back in our nation again. So join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. That's 830-446-3624. This has blessed my business and it will bless yours. Thank you.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for joining us. Hour number two will be coming up. David Justokas joins us. We'll talk about what's going on with the Supreme Court. And I just want to again remind you and give you the number, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. Please contact your senator. Collins and Manchin now have apparently both said that they intend to give their green light endorsements to Ketanji Brown Jackson. This is the most radical nominee for Supreme Court we've ever had in our nation's history. She will literally unwind the Constitution of the United States. She doesn't even know she's a black woman. How's that even possible? But we'll talk about that with David coming up at the top of the hour. Here, Darren, just laughing. Talk about two different polar oppositions of leadership style, right?
So when you have to contort yourself, when you have to contort the argument so badly, it's a bad argument. If I can't give Johnny an aspirin at school, but I can give Sarah an abortion without your permission, something went wrong, right? If you have to then contort yourself into somehow justifying that, that's a bad argument. I mean, that's just a good principle for, you know, going forward in life.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. No. You did good. That was great. No, that was perfect. All right. So, so Darren, you wrote an ebook about Zelensky. There's a few things. Let's see. Zelensky is a Soros puppet. Zelensky is a homosexual because we've got pictures of him dancing on a table looking kind of weird. Zelensky is, and you kind of, you know, defrocked that, so to speak, in our previous segment. You know, Zelensky is not really in Kyiv. He's not really in the Ukraine. Zelensky is a part of the New World Order and the new monetary reset, and he's the one that, you know, is in charge of the bio labs that, and Putin is and he's the one who's ordered his people to kill Ukrainians and then propagandize it and pretend like it's Russians that are doing it.
Yeah. So let's take these one at a time.
Sure.
Zelensky is a Soros puppet. Zelensky himself said, so I went back into the academic library to scroll back through and see how, you know, where any comment of Zelensky or Soros, you know, put keywords Zelensky and Soros mm-hmm. into the database and see what came out. There was one that came out a couple years ago. So this was not like, so if you look back, it's almost like the question of when did Trump become a racist? Right.
Yeah.
If you look at when people started calling him a racist, it wasn't until he became a Republican and ran, and then everybody started calling him a racist. Like, if you go back before that, you don't see much about those two keywords come together. Same kind of thing here. I saw one thing, and Zelensky was saying, "Look, I don't interface with Soros. There are people that have worked and, you know, been to Soros funded events or things within Ukraine, but I don't have any connection." So no, he's not a Soros puppet. Okay, let's go to the next one. He's dancing around in this weird, and it was weird because I watched that video too, right? So it was in this weird like leather. He's wearing high heels. What's going on? Okay, so he was an entertainer. He was in TV for years,
yep.
And what he's doing is actually parodying a boy band in Ukraine, a well-known boy band. It's like if you had. New Kids on the Block or
NSYNC or one of those guys.
NSYNC yeah, that's right. Something along those lines. And that's what it was. Now, you see this misinformation all over. Oh, Zelensky's gay. He's doing this. What? No. I have in front of me on my screen the article from the Los Angeles Blade. If you don't know what the Los Angeles Blade is, the Washington Blade, the Los right. Angeles Blade is like a gay newspaper, like
yep.
focused toward everything LGBTQ plus alphabet, whatever. Okay. And they're saying, no, it's not that. It's even cringeworthy. Like it's parroting this particular group that group targets girls, not boys. And that's not what it is. So even they are saying, so I want to take them at their word and say that, you know, they're the authority on what is or what is not,
right.
you know, LGBTQ plus. Okay. What else is there?
You defrocked to the t-shirt situation and him being in a t-shirt and then them saying, oh no, he's not in Ukraine. You know, look at the
okay.
sheet behind
yeah.
him or the curtains or whatever.
So what we're skipping, is he a Nazi? Okay.
Oh,
so this
yes.
is,
right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep. Important.
So this was part of Putin's actual speech, right? If you look at his address on the 24th, they're going in to denazify Ukraine. Who gave him permission to go in and denazify Ukraine? And where are the Nazis? I'd like to know. Zelensky's actually Jewish or of Jewish heritage. His grandfather was the only survivor of four brothers. That survived
the
Holocaust. Nazis, fighting
yep.
against the Nazis. He's not Nazi. Okay, now there's Nazi symbolism that is in Ukraine, and you'll still see. So let's think about it like this. I've given this analogy before. If you had people running around with Che Guevara shirts, you know, the red thing with
yep.
Che with the beret, looking
yep.
up, right, in order to kind of look anti-establishment, I'm cool.
You mean like the Antifa
look like
people? You mean like the Antifa
well,
people?
No, no, I don't
oh,
even
no,
mean like
that.
I just mean like I just mean the average guy walking
right.
down the street trying to pick
right.
up a girl.
Right.
Like, don't I look dark and brooding? Like, they don't know anything about Marx's platform, but oh, look at me. I'm right. That's kind of what it is. And it's more an anti-Soviet thing than it is. It's not like
right.
pro-Nazi, it's anti-Soviet.
Right.
You got to understand the history here. The history is that the Soviet, like, okay.
We got about a minute.
I'm getting fired up.
We got about
here.
A minute.
Yeah.
We got about a minute. So
think
go
about
it.
This. Why did the Nazis roll over Ukraine and go, I mean, the fight didn't, I mean, when the Nazis started fighting with the Soviet Union, they rolled over Ukraine because the Ukrainians were like, I'm not fighting. Go right by. And they went there because in the 1932 to 34, the Soviets were starving the Ukrainians.
The Holodome. Yeah,
that's right.
Yep.
Yeah. So during that time period, they're starving. So they hate the Soviets. Then they hate the Nazis. Then they hate the Soviet masters again. And look, I mean, they were invaded again here in 2014. It's just a mess. But are they Nazis? No. Are they Satanists? No. Are they gay? Or is Zelensky gay? No. Is he a
Let me just throw this piece in with regards to him as well. The Ukrainians fought to have their Ukrainian Orthodox Church recognized by the Greek Orthodox Church because of the corruption in the Russian Orthodox Church. And so the disinformation is against the Ukrainians and their church. There has been revival, Christian revival happening in the Ukraine on massive numbers, and that's what they're doing, and that's why they're winning this war against insurmountable odds. Thank you, Darren Gurdes.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village, and really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just $400 American, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this bore well through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can...
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.